your friends in Christ is a very clear theme for the scripture readings today. It's the theme of humility. We might think that humility is, maybe it's not the virtue that we hear most about. After all, it's not one of the Ten Commandments. There's no commandment that says, thou shalt be humble. But if we think about it, it's really the basis or the foundation of all the other virtues. Because if we're puffed up and proud, we won't be able to develop, really, in a true way, any of the other good qualities. It's like the foundations of a house. You don't see them so much, they're not meant to be seen. But they're the basis of everything. It hasn't always been like that. In pagan times, humility was not considered a great virtue. Back in the pagan Rome, the virtue was to be great and a conqueror and successful. We think of the Roman generals who would parade through the streets of the city, dragging all their captives and slaves behind them like trophies. In modern pagan philosophies, we find something of the same attitude. The very anti-Christian philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, he said that this Christian idea of humility, that's a slave mentality. He despised that. He thought that his Christian virtues are pandering to the weak and the losers and that kind of thing. Humility is a virtue that is very much a part of our Christian background. And even in spite of all these pagan and neo-pagan tendencies, it's still there deeply in our culture, in our civilization, because of the influence of our Lord and Savior, the Gospel. The great 20th century English Catholic writer Hilaire Belloc, he wrote lots of wonderful things, but one thing he wrote was, he called it a sermon against pride. He wasn't a preacher, but he wrote a sermon. And one of the points he made was that lots of vices and bad things, you'll find people who are very proud of them. You'll find a thief or a burglar who's very proud of the fact that he's really skillful. He can break into any lock and get in where he wants. We have ever since the time of him, well before that, we think of Mozart's opera Don Giovanni about the man who's seduced, proud of all his conquests. In the world of that kind of vice, seduction. But Belloc made the point, nobody is proud of being proud. You never hear anybody boasting, saying, look how arrogant I am. No? He might be very arrogant, but he probably would admit that himself. Huh? But he said, that's part of our Christian tradition, that everybody in our culture realizes that, you know, arrogance is something bad. And even though we might be pretty arrogant, we don't like to recognize, and we certainly don't boast about it. Again, part of the Christian tradition that we have been brought up with. Faith is the basis of even the most fundamental virtue as Christians is faith, right? If we can't love God if we don't even believe in His Word. So faith is the basis of our life as Christians, and that can require humility, because it might mean believing something that, humanly speaking, we find hard to believe. Humanly speaking, it takes faith to believe that after the words of consecration, the bread and wine truly change into the body and blood of Christ. Our five senses won't tell us. It's faith that tells us that. We think of Mary's faith at the Annunciation, when the angel told her she's going to be the mother of God, but she's had no relations with a man. Be it done unto me according to your word. She accepted that in faith. The virtue of humility that Jesus presents to us in the gospel today was put into practice very, very literally by a great saint who is a special saint for our city. His feast was just 3 days ago, 25th of August, St. Louis, King of France. When he was the king, France was the big superpower at that time. He was probably the most powerful man in the world. And when he used to go and visit all the towns and cities in France to see how things were going, He'd stay at the big manor house, I guess, or a castle of the local baron or lord. But always what he would do, every time he visited a city, he would invite all of the poor and needy people in that town, all the poorest of the poor, the homeless, to a great big banquet at the manor house. Huge big table, hundreds of poor people seated there. And not only did St. Louis invite them to that dinner there, he would go around with the plates and personally serving them, fulfilling the Lord's mandate here, really quite literally, serving the poor in humility, the most powerful man in the world, serving table to the poor and hungry, homeless people of the city that he was visiting. So let's ask the Blessed Mother to pray for us, ask St. Louis to pray for us, to share in that great virtue of humility, remembering that, as the Lord says, those who are lowly will be exalted. I'll just finish with one little incident that always comes to mind when I think of Our Lady's virtue of humility. I've been on 3 pilgrimages to the Holy Land, had the privilege 3 times in the last, 40 years now, and I think in 2 of those pilgrimages I've been to a place in Nazareth which always moves me very deeply. You know, when you go to a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, there's a strong probability that what we understand it to be the holy places where Jesus did this and so on and so on, very probably they are genuine, but we're not always exactly certain. But there's one place in Nazareth where we know with 100% certainty that the Blessed Mother went there regularly, maybe every day, every other day. Because how do we know that? Because this is the only natural source of water in Nazareth. Today Nazareth is a big city, quite big, 50,000 people with all the modern aqueducts and sewerage and water services. But back 2,000 years ago, of course, none of that was there. And they know that this is the only natural source of water. Today it's called Mary's Well. And when I've been there, it's always struck me how beautiful to think the Queen of Heaven, every other day, every day maybe, was coming here just like all the other humble wives and mothers in Nazareth to draw water out of that well. You could look down and say the same well. So I'm looking at what the Blessed Mother looked at when she came here in humility to draw water for cleaning, for cooking, just like all the other ordinary wives and mothers in Nazareth. Probably the child Jesus did that too, coming down to draw water at the well here. It's always been very, very, brought tears to my eyes every time I've been there to think that this is such a wonderful, quiet, it's not very well known like the great big basilicas in the Holy Land, but to me it's a very special place. Let's ask the Blessed Mother for the grace, for her intercession, that we can imitate her lowliness, her humility, with the promise that in this paradoxical way that our Lord has arranged the plan of salvation, that those who are humble will be exalted in God's sight. May each one of us learn how to put into practice this wonderful teaching of the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.